This year will be Mesichta Avodah Daf Tesvov, but we will start on Daf Yudalot Amud Beis from the beginning of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, "Mokayim shenoagu limkor behema dakol levzikichovim moichin." In a place where the custom was to allow to sell small cattle to goyim, you're allowed to sell them. Mokayim shenoagu shaloi limkor. In the place where the custom was not to sell, ei moichin, you are not allowed to sell. In other words, mitzad hadin, you're allowed to sell them. But if the custom in the place was not to sell, then you are not allowed. And this whole din is based on the question of the chash revia. Whether we are afraid that if you will give a goy an animal, he will do an immoral act with that animal. And that's what the Mishnah means. In that place where the custom was to sell them small cattle, meaning that that was a place where they did not do this moral act, and therefore there is no reason to suspect that they will do it, so therefore you're allowed to sell them the animal. But in that place where we were afraid they might do this immoral act with the payment, so there the custom was not to sell them, and therefore the din is that you are not allowed to sell them. Because if you do sell them and they will do that act, you will be over on the Easter of Lifnei Iver Loisite Mirshil. There's a deen that you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, which means also that you're not allowed to help somebody do an Aveira. And therefore, if you will be selling him the animal, and because of that, he will be able to do the Aveira with the animal, the person who sold him will be over on Lifnei Iver Loisite Mirshil. And therefore, the deen is in that place that you are not allowed to sell them that animal. But in all places, you are not allowed to sell them big animals. And the reason for that is not because of revia, not because we're afraid of the immoral act, because then it would depend whether it is a place where the goyim do it or not. But this is for a different reason, because we're afraid if you will sell him the animal, he will do a malacha, work with the animal on Shabbos. And there is a deen of Shvisas Behemte B'Shabbos, that the behema of a yid is supposed to rest on Shabbos. And even though our Mishnah is speaking about selling it to the goy, so it becomes the goy's, but nevertheless, the Gemara will explain that the Chachamim made a gzeira that if we're going to allow that a yid should sell cattle to a goy, then he will also come to lend it to him or to hire it to him, and then it still remains the yid, as the Gemara will explain. And then the goy is not allowed to do the malacha with the behemah of the yid because of Shvitas Behemtos. So the Chachamim also said that you should not sell. A golim usyochim, you're also not allowed to sell calf and foals. Shleimim u'shvurim, whether they are whole or they are maimed. And what he's trying to tell us is that even though when they are maimed, we cannot expect that the goy will do a melacha with it because it cannot work, nevertheless, the Chachamim say that it's still also to sell them even if it's maimed. And the story is explained because the Chachamim made a gzeira that if we're going to allow that you should sell if it is maimed, then other people will come to sell it even if it's whole. And Tosfos explains that even though in the Gemara later it says that you are allowed to sell a cow to a goy, because a cow usually is sold not for work, but for shechita, to shechta, to eat it. So we see that when an animal is sold that we assume he's going to shechta it, there is no chash, and we don't make a gzeira that if you're going to allow him to sell this cow that is for shechita, someone else will come to sell other things which is for malachas. So how come here we say that you're not allowed to sell the maimed animal because we're afraid that if we're going to allow you to sell the maimed animal, even though this is for shechita, but someone else will come to sell if it's not maimed. So here we do make exeira, and by the cow we don't make exeira. And Tosfos explains that by this maimed animal we're afraid that someone will see the maimed animal, which used to belong to the yid, in the hands of the goy, he will say that probably it was sold to the goy when it was whole, and it was maimed in the hands of the goy. The mele, he will think that you're allowed to sell even a whole animal, and therefore he will go and sell a whole animal. But if he sees a cow that used to belong to a yid in the hands of the goy, everyone knows that a cow is not made for work, so even if it will stay in the hands of the goy for a long time, nevertheless, the one that will see it will assume that probably it was sold for shechita. And therefore, there is no reason to make the gzeira. But in this case, the Chachamim do hold that there is a reason to make a gzeira, and therefore they say that even if it's main, it is osur. And the same applies why you say that agolim usyochim are osur, because if we're going to allow to sell agolim usyochim, someone else will come to sell even if they're not small, but they are big. But Rabbi Yehuda says that if it is a maimed animal, you're allowed. Since if it's a maimed animal, it is not fit for malacha, we do not make the gzeira that if you're going to allow a shavura, other people will think you're allowed a complete one, a whole one too. Ben Seira mate besus. Ben Seira says that a horse you're allowed to sell. And the reason is, as Rashi explains, because the whole reason why you're not allowed to sell other animals is because he's going to do a malacha with that. And since there is a din of shvisas behemtai, we make a gzeira, if you sell him, you might come to lend it to him. And then you will be eved, the Isher of Shvitas Behemtoi. But this only applies to a behemah that is fit for doing a malacha, which is forbidden on Shabbos. But a horse is lechatchila not made for malacha. A horse is usually used for riding, and to ride a horse on Shabbos is not a Isher deraisa. And there is no Isher in Shvitas Behemtoi. And even though a behemoth that belongs to a yid is not allowed to carry a load on Shabbos, but a person that rides the horse is not considered a load, because we say chai noiseh atzmai, that a live object, a live being, carries itself, and therefore it's not really considered a load that is carried by the behemoth. So therefore there is no isa deraisa in shvitas behemtoi if a horse has a person on him, and therefore you're allowed to sell the horse to the goy, because even if the goy will use the horse on Shabbos for what is supposed to be used, it is only for rechive, for riding. So the horse will not be doing the malacha deraisa, and therefore the Chachamim said, according to Ben Beseder, that you are allowed to sell him a horse. But Tosfos says that when we look into the Gemara Shabbos of Tzadik Dalet, the Gemara says there clearly that a horse that is used for a person to ride on, even the Chachamim agree that you're allowed to sell him. Because everyone agrees to the klal that chai noiseh es atzmoi, that a live person carries himself, and therefore the horse would not be doing a malacha deraisa, even if it would be used on Shabbos by the goy. The machlokes between Rabbanon and Ben Beseder is in a case where a horse is meyuchat for oifes, for birds. That's where the question is, do we all here also say that chai noiseh es atzmoi, and therefore you should be able to sell him that horse, and that is the opinion of the Beseder. But the Chachamim hold that a horse that carries oifes on it would be doing a malacha deraisa, and therefore they hold that if you sell a goy a horse that is meyuchat l'oifes, he might come to use it on Shabbos, which would be a malacha deraisa, and therefore you are not allowed to sell him that horse. Then the Gemara says, learn in the Mishnah, that in a place where the meaning was to sell a behemah daka to a goy, you're allowed to. In a place where the meaning was not to sell, you're not allowed to. But maybe will we say the Surah Lekia, that there is no Easter involved in selling him a behemah daka, min hogi udiike, there is only a meaning. And therefore, hecha denoig isur no. In the place where the meaning was to have an isur, that was the meaning, and you must follow the meaning. Hecha denoig heter no. In the place where the meaning was for a heter, you could follow that meaning and be mater. If it is so, but minu, I will ask you a kasha. We learned, eim amidim heima bepundukoish leiv tekechovim. You are not allowed to place cattle in the inns of the idol worshippers of the goyim, mipnei shechashudim al harviyo, because we suspect them of an immoral act with the peimo. So we see here clearly that the Chachamim did suspect the goyim in doing an immoral act with the peimo. So in that case, why is it that there is no Easter in selling them a behemah daka, since we suspect them that they will do an immoral act, so we shouldn't be able to sell them a behemah daka, because they will do an immoral act, and we will be over, and leave neither the sit mikshul. Omar Rav, the Rav said, Mokem shehitiru limkoir hitiru liyachet. In that place where they allowed to sell, they also allowed the yichud. They allowed you to place that cattle in the inn of the goyim. Mokem sheoster lo leyachet, the place that the Mishnah refers to and says that you are not allowed to place the cattle in the inn of the goyim. Oster limkoir, there you are talking not allowed to sell. In other words, what he was saying was that this Mishnah and that Mishnah go together. That when it says in that Mishnah that you are not allowed to place the cattle in the inn of the goyim, itaki refers in that place where you are not allowed to sell. But in the place where you're allowed to sell, you're also allowed to put the cattle in the inn of the goyim. This itself depends on the minig. That when it says in our Mishnah that if there's a minig to sell, you're allowed to sell. If the minig was not to sell, you're not allowed to sell. What the Mishnah means, since the whole thing is based on the chash of the immoral act, so the minig really depends on that. In a place where we were afraid that he might do the immoral act, then you're not allowed to sell him. And that's where the Mishnah means you're not allowed to put the cattle in therein. In the place where you didn't suspect that they would do the immoral act, there you are allowed to sell. And tack in that place, we would be able to put it in the inn also. And that's not where the Mishnah would refer to when it says later on that you're not allowed to put the cattle in therein. Rashi just asked the question, why is the lashon of the Gemara so? Mokim shatiru limkoir hatiru liyachet. Mokim shatiru liyachet osir limkoir. The Gemara should have said, Mokim shatiru limkoir hatiru liyachet. as in the place where you're allowed to sell, you're allowed to be miyachet. And mokim she'osr limkir osr liyachet. The place where you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to be miyachet. Why is it that in the first half, in the place of heter, the Gemara says mokim she'tiru limkir heter liyachet? In the place where you're allowed to sell, we refer to the selling, and we say that in the place where you're allowed to sell, you're also allowed to be miyachet. And the second half, on the Easter side, we say mokim she'osr liyachet. We start off with the yichud. In the place where you're not allowed to be miyachet, you're not allowed to sell. And Rasha says the reason is because we refer to each Mishnah. In our Mishnah, where it starts off with the words Mokim Shenoagol Imker, in the place where the meaning was to sell, that you're allowed to sell. So that's why the Gemara says, in the place where you're allowed to sell, that our Mishnah is talking about, that place you're talking allowed to be Miyachet also. And then he goes back to the other Mishnah. I and the other Mishnah say that you're not allowed to be Miyachet. So he says that Mishnah where it says you're not allowed to be Miyachet, there, Taka, you wouldn't be able to sell either. And that's why in the second half he starts off with the Yichud, because he refers to that Mishnah, and then he says, just like you're not allowed to be Miyachet, you're also not allowed to sell. But Rebbe Lozer says, he answers the Kasha differently. Because even in a place where you're not allowed to be Miyachet, you're allowed to sell. In other words, that Mishnah where it says that you're not allowed to be miyached, that taka refers in all cases. When it says in our Mishnah that in other places you were allowed to sell, and the question we asked was, why should you be able to sell l'chure? Since you're not allowed to be miyached, that means we are chayshe that they might do an immoral act. So then you shouldn't be able to sell either. It says, my time, what is the reason? The goy would not risk of having his cattle sterilized, because if he would do the immoral act, it would sterilize the animal that he would not be able to have any children later. So in our Mishnah, where he buys the cattle, so we're not afraid that he is going to do the immoral act, and therefore it only depends on the minik. There is no Easter in selling, but that place, it had a minik. Not to sell, you're not allowed to sell, but otherwise, you're allowed to sell. But later on, where it says that you shouldn't put your cattle in the inn of the goyim, there we're talking in a case where it's not sold to the goy. It still remains belonging to the yid. There we're afraid that the goy will do the immoral act. And the Gemara continues, V'af Rav Hoderbei, and Rav also changed his mind of the pshat that he said before, but agreed to the pshat that Rav Lozer said. The Omer Rav Tachlif, Omer Rav Shilu Baradime, Mishmei de Rav, because Rav Tachlif has said, in the name of Rav Shila Bar Avdime, in the name of Rav, and the goy won't risk his payment of being sterilized. And that's why when the goy buys the payment, we are not afraid he will do the aveira. So therefore, there is no iser really in selling the goy the cattle. And it only depends on the meaning. Wherever they were machmir, but wherever they weren't machmir, you don't have to be machmir. But on the Mishnah where it says that you should not put down the cattle and therein, there it is not the goy, and there we are afraid the goy would do the immoral act, and therefore there it is an Easter in all cases. Then the Gemara continues. We said in the Mishnah, b'chol mokoim ein moichin behema gaso chulu, that wherever it is, you're not allowed to sell to the goy. A big behemoth or a golem is yochim, shleimim mushvurim, whether they are whole or they are maimed. Gemara asks, my time, what is the reason? Why should you not sell to a goy of behemoth gaso? Why is this worse than a behemoth dako? By a behemoth dako, we said before that it depends on the meaning, but there is no isef, because we do not suspect that he will do the immoral act, because he is buying it. So why is the din by a behemoth gaso that there is an isur? And the Gemara says, Nehi deliradiel chashinen, it is so that for this immoral act, we are not afraid, but mavid by melocha chashinen. But to do a melocha on Shabbos, we are afraid. And therefore, you're not allowed to sell him a pei megasa, which is fit for melocha. A pei medaka, which you do not use for melocha, you do not work with it, we're not afraid of melocha on Shabbos. And therefore, there is no Easter in selling it to the goy. But a pei megasa, which is made for melocha, so there we are afraid, he will do the melocha on Shabbos. But then the Gemara asks, the Navi, let him do, who cares? He even deserves no kanya, since he bought it, he was kainet, so now it's his. So there will be no Isur in Shvitas Melahemte on Shabbat, because it's the goy's behemoth. And this is the difference between the deen of Shvitas Behemtei and the deen of the immoral act. In the case where we are afraid that the goy will do an immoral act with the behemoth, so then we understand why you shouldn't be able to sell him. Because we will be over on Lipnei Velasita Michshol. Because even though it'll be the goy's, but still the goy will be doing an aveda, because that goy is not allowed to do this immoral act. So even though it is the goy's, but since the yid is selling it to the goy, so the yid is participating, helping the goy do his aveda. But in the case of Shvitas Behemtei, if you sell it to the goy, now it belongs to the goy himself has no aveda if his behemoth works. So therefore, there is no lif ne'iver on the part of the yid. There is only lif ne'iver on the part of the yid, is even if it will become the goy, there will still be aveira of the goy. So the yid is not allowed to sell it to him, so the goy shouldn't do the aveira. But in this case, since the goy himself has no din of keeping Shabbos, so there is no din that his behemah has to keep Shabbos. So therefore, if the yid sells it to him, there is no lif ne'iver on the part of the yid. We know you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a malach on Shabbos. That's for a different reason, as Rashi says. That is for the reason because the pasuk says in Tzoy Cheftuch of a Daber Dover, Dibur also, you're not allowed to speak on Shabbos words of Chayil, so therefore you're not allowed to tell the goy to do a malach for you. And there's other reasons are given because yes, shlichus lakum l'chumre, because there is a din that midrabbanon there is a shlichus to a goy. So therefore, if you tell the goy to do a malacha for you, it's as if you are doing midrabbanon l'chumre or other reasons. But whatever it is because of the yid, not because of the goy. A goy has no chiyuv of keeping Shabbos. So therefore, a goy has no chiyuv of shvisas behemtay. So if you sell it to the goy, you are not eiver alif neiver. While before when we were discussing the iser of revia, since a goy has the iser of revia, that's where we said there would be a din of alif neiver. And this is the Gemara's question. You said the reason you can't sell it to the goy is because the goy will do a malacha with the Shabbos. Who cares? The goy is kain, it's his behemoth. So who cares if he does the malacha on Shabbos? The Gemara answer is gezeira, mishum shaylo, mishum schira. It's a gezeira because of lending it to him or hiring it to him. Because when you lend it to him or hire it to him, it belongs still to you. And he will do the malacha on Shabbos with this behemoth. So then there will be an iser of shvisas behemta. So you're not allowed to lend it to him or hire it to him. But how he made a gzeira that if we will be allowed to sell him the behemoth, other people will come to lend it to him or to hire it to him. Therefore the Chachamim said, you shouldn't even be able to sell it to him. But then the Gemara asks, Shailo Kanye, even if you lend it to him, he is also kaina. At a time when he has it, b'pchina shaila, it is his. The agro kanya, if you hire it to him, he is kaina for that time. So again, even in the case of lending it or hiring it, we also shouldn't care if he does the malacha because it's his, and he has no chiyuv of shvisas behemta. Elo Omer of Mary Breda of Yave, Rav Mary, the son of Rav Yave said, Gzeira mishum nisyane. It's a gzeira because of a test. Sometimes, like he will sell it to him very close to sunset Erev Shabbos. But all Madlei and the goy says to him, come, let me test it. And the behemoth will hear the voice of its owner and will walk because of the owner's voice. Then nichal lay the tazel, and the owner is happy that it goes because he wants it to go to the other person to see whether he will buy it or not. So the owner will be causing the behemoth to walk on Shabbos. And sometimes the behemoth will have a package on its back, so it will be carrying. And the din is a mechamer achab hem to be Shabbos chayiv chatos. But if somebody is mechamer after his payment on Shabbos, which means if somebody causes the payment to walk with a package on it on Shabbos, he is chayiv chatos because there is an iser of Shabbos in doing this, according to one opinion in the Gemara Shabbos. So that is the reason why you're not allowed to sell it to him, just in case it'll come that the yid will cause the behemoth to walk on Shabbos with the package, and the yid will be over on the iser deraisa and would be chayiv chatos. But one might ask, why did the Gemara have to say that? The reason we are gezer is because we're afraid he's going to make it walk on Shabbos with a package and it will be over on the Isra of Muhammad. Why didn't the Gemara say very simple? He might sell it to him right before Shabbos. And he'll give it to him to try. And he might try it right in the beginning of Shabbos. So when he tries it, at that time, it still belongs to the Yid. And he will be doing a malacha with it. And that is the reason the Chachamim said you shouldn't sell it to him. So Taisus explains that since in the case of trial, if this happens, it's only for a very short while. The Chachamim would not have been gezer. A person should not sell it to a goy because of the gzeira that might do the malacha those few moments in the beginning of Shabbos. In the case of Shaila and Schir, that's what we said before. The Chachamim made a gzeira, we were afraid he might lend it to him or might hire it to him. So there he would have the behemoth throughout the whole Shabbos and might do a malacha with it the whole Shabbos. That's what we said before the Chachamim made a gzeira. But now we're saying if the gzeira was because of the trial, it is a very short while, and we don't assume that the Chachamim would have made a gzeira because of that short while. Therefore, we say that because of Muhammad, the Chachamim made a gzeira. We're afraid that he will cause the behemoth to walk with the package, and that Isur is a very strict Isur, that even if the Isur is done a very short while, the Chachamim would have made a gzeira for that Isur. And the Gemara continues, Maskiv lo Rav Shisha Brei Derevide, Rav Shisha Brei Derevide Asta Kasha. And he goes back to what we said before, that originally we had said that the gzeira was you might lend it to him or you might rent it to him. And the Gemara said, no, that couldn't be the gzeira, because if you lend it to him or you rent it to him, at the time when he has it, it's considered his. So who cares if he would do a melacha with it? So now he asked the question, Uschiras Mikanya, is it so that if you rent it to him, he is kaina? For if not, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Abemokim shomru lahaskir. There's a deen that you're not allowed to sell a house to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, but you are allowed to rent it to him. And the Mishnah says, even in the place where they said that you are allowed to rent it to him, loy lebeis dira omru, they did not mean that you could rent it to him to live in. You could only rent it to him for an oitze, for a storage house, but not to live in. Why? Because he will bring his avodah zarah into the house. Now, if you hold that renting is kaina, so when you rent the goy the house, he is kaina, it's like his house. So this goy, if he will bring in the avodah zarah, he'll be bringing it into his own house. So who cares if he brings in the avodah zarah? And since we do say that you're not allowed to rent it to him, because he will bring in an avodah zarah, this proves that renting is not koine, and therefore it still belongs to the yid, the owner, and if he brings in an avodah zarah, this will be an aveira on the part of the yid. And the Gemara answers, shayna avodah zarah d'chamira, b'emes could be renting is koine. And it doesn't belong to the goy. The reason we say you shouldn't rent the house to the goy, because he will bring in avodah zarah, because avodah zarah is very strict. See, because the pasuk says, you should not bring in any disgusting thing, which is avodah zarah, into your house. Since there is a specific pasuk, a special pasuk telling us this deen, so by avodah zarah, the chachamim were machleid and said that even though you rent it to him, and it is considered his, nevertheless, concerning avodah zarah, we don't want him to bring in avodah zarah into a house which the etzem belongs to you, even though al pi halacha, since he rented it, it is his. But then, Maskev Lord Rabbi Yitzchak Breider Misharshe, Rabbi Yitzchak the son of Misharshe asked the question, Uschiras Mekanya, is Chiras Koine? I will prove you from a different place that Chiras is not Koine. But now, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Yisrael Seshsochar Behema Mekoyen, if Ayid rented a cow from a Koyen, Yachileno Kashine Trumo, he's allowed to feed that cow vegetables of truma. The dini, the koyan who owns a cow, owns an animal, is allowed to feed the animal food of truma. Since that animal belongs to him, so just like he is allowed to eat truma, so is his animal allowed to eat truma. But a Yisrael who is not allowed to eat truma, so too he cannot feed his animal truma. But if he rented a cow from a koyan, Mishnah says he is allowed to feed the animal vegetables of truma. And the same, koyen shesoch aporem Yisrael, a koyen that rented a cow from a Yisrael, afapishim zonisei olov, even though the obligation of feeding the animals upon the koyen, so there would be a sora to say, that now it's considered as if it's his, since he is obligated to feed it. So he should be able to feed it with his food, which is truma. Still we say, lo yachilena kashini truma, he should not feed it the vegetables of truma, because still it belongs to the Yisrael, even though he rented it, and therefore he's not allowed to feed it truma. Now, if you hold that renting is koine, why cannot the koyan feed this cow vegetables of truma? Pora de dehi, isn't it his cow? Elish mamino, that this proves schiris loy kanye, that schiris is not koine. And therefore, he cannot feed this behemoth which belongs to the Yisrael, kashine truma, even though he rented it. Now concerning the first part of the Mishnah, where it said that a Yisrael that rented a cow from a Kohen, he is allowed to feed it Kashini Truma, Lechura, a question can be asked, that even though he's allowed to feed it Kashini Truma, and there is no Iser of giving Truma to an animal or something that is not allowed to eat it because it belongs to the Kohen, but Lechura, there should be another Iser involved. When a Yisrael takes off Truma, there are two things happening here. First of all, this becomes Kodesh. It has a din of Truma, which cannot be eaten by a Yisrael, but only by a Kohen, and Betar, etc., with all the restrictions of Truma. Plus, this Truma does not belong to the Yid. It belongs to whichever Kohen is going to give it to. Now, this Yisrael is going to feed this cow, Kashine Truma. So, Takem, it's at the Iser of eating Truma, there will not be here. But how can you give him? Isn't this Gzele? This Truma does not belong to him. Since this Truma is supposed to be given to the Kohen. So, how can he take the Truma that he took off and use that to feed this payment? And Asha answers that since a Yisrael has a right to give the Truma to whichever Kohen he wants, So we could assume that the Yisrael has in mind to give these vegetables of Truma to the Kohen who is the owner of this cow. So really he is giving it to that Kohen, and since the cow belongs to that Kohen, he is feeding that cow with this Truma which really belongs to the Kohen. And we assume that the Kohen who is the owner of this cow doesn't mind. He is Meichel, since it is his cow. So he's happy that Yisrael will feed it a lot. Even though he will give it all Kashinit Truma, he doesn't mind. On the other hand, he knows that the Yisrael Lav Daske has to give it to him. The Yisrael had a right to give the Truma to somebody else. So therefore, there is no Gzela involved, and he's allowed to feed this cow Kashinit Truma. Concerning this din again, that we say that the Yisrael is allowed to feed this cow Kashinit Truma, so Rashi says that this is talking even in a case where the Yisrael accepted the responsibility upon himself to feed this cow. Nevertheless, since it is only rented, he is allowed to feed it Kashinit Truma. But Tosfos says, if you look into the Braisa, we see a difference between the first part of the Braisa and the second part. In the first part of the Braisa, it says that the Yisrael that rented the cow from a Kohen is allowed to feed it Kashinit Truma. In the second part, it says, a Kohen that rented the cow from a Yisrael, although even though the obligation of feeding it is upon him, upon the Kohen, he's not allowed to feed it the vegetables of Truma. Why in the Sefer, when it says that the Kohen rented a cow from Yisrael, the Mishnah adds the words, but in the first part, where it speaks about a Yisrael renting a cow from a Kohen, that he's allowed to feed it Kashinit Truma, it doesn't say, even though the Mizoinus is upon him. Therefore, Tosfos learns that in the case of a Yisrael renting a cow from a Kohen, the only time he's allowed to feed it Kashinit Truma is only if he did not take upon himself the obligation of feeding it. But if he did, then he's not allowed to feed it Kashinit Truma. And that answers another question, Tosfos says. When the Gemara wanted to prove from this Mishnah that Tchiras is not Kohenah, so the Gemara proved it from the second part of the Mishnah. It said, if you're going to hold that Tchiras is Kohenah, why can the Kohen not feed it Kashinit Truma? Why did the Gemara have to prove it from the Sefer? Why couldn't we also prove it from the Reisha? Since the Yisrael that rented a cow from a Kohen is allowed to feed it Kashinit Truma, that proves that Tchiras is not Kohenah. Because if Tchiras is Kohenah, that means the cow belongs to the Yisrael, so how could he feed it Kashinit Truma? And since the Gemara doesn't prove it from the Reisha, but proves it from the Sefer, is that Ayah, that in the Reisha it's talking in the case only if he doesn't have the obligation of the Mizoinus. Therefore he's allowed to feed it Kashinit Truma. But if he would have, Itaka wouldn't be allowed. But the Rai is from the Sefer. Since the Sefer says that a Kohen who rents it from a Yisrael is not allowed to feed it Kashinit Truma, that proves that Tchiras Loikanya. And now the Gemara continues, Vahash the Damrit. Now that you said Tchiras Loikanya, that Tchiras is not Kohenah. So we're able to go back and say that the reason why the Chachamim said you're not allowed to sell a Behemah Gasa to a Goy is Tak Exeire Mishum Tchiras, Exeire Mishum Shaila. It is Exeire, you might rent it to him. And when you rent it to him, he's also not allowed to do the melacha, because there is still an Isra of Shvitas Behemta, because the Behemah still belongs to the Yid. And also, Gzeira Mishum Shaila, we're afraid you might lend it to him. And if you lend it to him, it still belongs to you. And if he does the melacha with it, there's an Isra of Shvitas Behemta. And also, Gzeira Mishum Nishyain, and also the Gzeira because of the trial, as we said before. So now, the Gzeira is because of all three. Then the Gemara continues, Rav Adah Shorei Lizvu Nechamre, Rav Adah allowed to sell a donkey, Ayodah Disafsire, in the hands of an agent, which means through an agent. If a Yid has an agent that sells it to a guy, then you're allowed. And he explains why. If we're afraid here of the trial that we said before, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy because he might try it before Shabbat. And you will come to do the Yisur of Mechamre B'Shabbat. In the case of an agent, if you do it through an agent, there is no such shash, because the animal doesn't know his voice, and it should go because of him. We said before, how will he come to do Muhammad? If the animal will hear his voice and walk because of him with a package on his back, then the person will be over on Muhammad. But that is only shaykh if it's the owner himself who sells the behemoth to the guy, because the behemoth recognizes the voice of the owner, so it'll make him walk. But in the case of an agent, since the behemoth doesn't recognize the voice, so the behemoth will not come to walk because of the agent, and therefore, you are allowed to sell it through an agent. The Emishim Shaila is Chidus, and I the other Chash, that if we're going to allow you to sell it, you might come to lend it, or also to rent it out, even Lav Dedehu, since this does not belong to the agent. were not afraid that the agent will come to lend it or to rent it out, because he was only asked to act as an agent to sell it. So on what basis will he have a right to lend it or to rent it out? And therefore, we're not afraid of that. But another reason why we assume he will not come to lend it or to rent it, Mishum delay nigla beimume. He was asked to act as an agent to sell it. Now, if he's going to lend it out or rent it to somebody, and there might be some kind of mum in this behemoth, the person who rents it or borrows it will realize that there is a mum, and that will make it harder for this agent to sell it, because if people will know there is a mum in it, they won't buy it. So therefore, he will make sure not to lend it out or to rent it out. And therefore, since there is no chash in the case of the agent for nisoyen, and no chash of shayla in schiras, therefore, through an agent, you are allowed to sell it. But Tosfos, that's the kasha, you still shouldn't be able to sell it, because if a yid will see this behemoth in the house of the goy, knowing that it used to belong to another yid, so he will think that the owner himself sold it. So why don't we make a gzeira that you shouldn't be able to sell it? Through an agent, you might come to sell it yourself. Just like we said in the Mishnah. And the Chachamim say you're not allowed to sell a maimed animal, even though there is no chash that it'll do malacha. Because if a yid will see it in the house of the goy, he will think that it was sold while it was whole, and it got maimed in the house of the goy. So too, we should say here that he shouldn't be able to sell it through an agent, because if another yid will see it in the house of the goy, he will think that the yid himself sold it not through an agent. And Tosfos answers that if you sell it through an agent, it has a kol, which means that people will know it was sold to an agent, while if you sell it maimed, it has no kol, people will not know, and they'll think that you sold it while it was whole. But then Tosfos brings it, Rabbeinu Shemaya answers, that's a gzeira l'gzeira. We have a rule that the Chachamim only make a gzeira to a din d'oraisa. They say you shouldn't do something because of their gzeira, because if you will do it, you might come to do an issa d'oraisa. But if it's a gzeira l'gzeira, they don't do it. In other words, they don't say, don't do something because it will bring you to do something else, when that something else itself is only a gzeira to something else, is only an issa d'rabbanan. And therefore, we cannot say that the Chachamim would make a gzeira. You shouldn't be able to sell it through an agent because you might come to sell it yourself, when selling yourself is also only a gzeira that you might come to lend it or rent it or give it for a trial. And therefore, the Chachamim did not make the gzeira that you shouldn't be able to sell it through an agent. But the Mefarshim ask a kasha, l'chura this teretz is not understood. What is the difference between this and the case of Shavura? L'chura in the case of Shavura is also gzeira l'gzeira. What do we say? Why did the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to sell a maimed animal? Because if you're going to sell a maimed animal, people will think that it was sold as whole, so they'll come to sell the animal when it's not maimed. But selling the animal when it's not maimed is also a gzeira. The Chachamim made a gzeira. You shouldn't sell because you might come to rent it or lend it or the nisoyen. So the chura there is also a gzeira l'gzeira. So what kind of teretz does Rabbi Nishmaya give? And therefore, the Maram says that Rabbi Nishmaya Taka did not come to answer the kasha. Rabbi Nishmaya just came to say, what is the reason why the Chachamim did not make gzeira? You shouldn't be able to sell it through an agent. And the answer is because it's gzeira l'gzeira. Now, the difference between this case and the case of the Shvura, Tosfos is not trying to answer. That is a question that you will have to answer anyway, as Tosfos said before, because here there is a call and here there is no call. But not that Rabbi Nishmaya was interested in answering the kasha, what is the difference between this gzeira and the gzeira of Shvura. But the Mashal learns the pshat different. The Mashal learns that Rabbi Nishmaya did come to answer what is the difference between Shvura and this. And he says that this is what he's trying to say, that over there in the case of Shvura, even though it sounds like gzeira to gzeira, but nevertheless, it's in one goof. That the same person who we allow to sell Shvura will come to sell him a Shlema. And therefore we say, don't sell him the Shvura. But in the case of the agent, there are two people. We should not allow the agent to sell, because if we allow the agent to sell, we're going to come to allow a Balabais himself to sell. So there we consider it Gzeira L'Gzeira, and therefore over there the din is that we are allowed to do it. Then the Gemara continues, Rav Huna Zovina Upora Leib Zekichovim, Rav Huna sold this cow to a Neib Zekichovim. Omer Leib Chizir, Rav Chizir said to him, my time of it Mar Hoche, why did you do that? Don't you know that the din is that you're not allowed to sell a Behema Gaso to a Goy? Amalei said to him, Amor, I could assume, B'shchita Zavna, that he bought it to Shech, that he didn't buy it to work with. The reason you can't sell because we're afraid he's going to work with it, but I assume he bought it to Shech to eat. And the Mishnah, where it says that you're not allowed to sell, so Rasha says, there we could say, according to him, that it's talking about a Behemoth Meyo, which is not usually eaten, or even if it's talking by a behemoth hero, but there it's the case where the goy tells you befeirish that he's not going to shecht it, he's going to keep it. So then the din is that you're not allowed to sell him. But when he doesn't say anything, and we could assume that he will shecht it, then the din is that you are allowed to shecht. But then the Gemara continues, I mean, not Tamra, from where do you take this, that we say this svara, where do you find where you see that in a case where you're not allowed to sell something to somebody because of litni iver, if we're able to assume that he will do with it something that you're allowed to do, then we assume so, and we are told that this is what he's going to do, and we allow him to do it. Where do we find that? He says it's not, because we're in the Mishnah. Beshamay Yomir Meshamay say, Lo Yimkir Odom Por Acher Eshes Bishviz. The Yid is not allowed to sell to another Yid who we suspect might do a melacha on Shmita. The din is on Shmita, you're not allowed to plow your field. If you know that there's another Yid that we suspect he might plow the field on Shmita, so you're not allowed to sell to him a cow which could plow. Well, Betzilo Matirin and Betzilo allows. And the reason they give why you're allowed to do it, because he could shecht it. So how do you know he's going to do a malacha with it? Maybe he's going to shecht it. And because of that svara that he might shecht it, we are allowed to sell him. So we, the same thing we say here too, that you're allowed to sell the cow to the goy, because we are toiler that he will shecht it. But Rabbi said, or another gear said, this was Rabbi, me, dummy, how could you compare it to Hosom over there, the case of Shemitah? There is no din of Shemitah of Hemte Vishviyas. There is no Iser that the behemoth that belongs to a Yid should not be allowed to do a malacha in the field on Shemitah. But Hocha here concerning the din of selling the cow to a goy, which is based on the Easter that he might do a malacha with it on Shabbos, or the mitzvah of Shvitas had to him to the Shabbos. A person is commanded that his behemoth should rest on Shabbos. And as Rashi explains the Pshat in the Gemara is that the Benegeya is selling to a goy, so there is no Easter of Lifnei Iver. Because as soon as you sell it to the goy, it becomes the goy's, and the goy has no chiyuv of Shvitas Vehem to Bishabbos. But the only thing is, it's a gzeira, you might come to lend it to him, to hire it to him, and then you will be over on Easter of Shvitas Vehem to Bishabbos, because it still belongs to you, and there is a din of Shvitas Vehem. But concerning a din by Shemitah, there we have no gzeira, you might lend it to him, or you might hire it to him, because that is no problem, because there is no din that the behemah is not allowed to do a malacha. There is no din of Shvitas Vehem to Bishvitas. So that gzeira doesn't apply. The only thing that applies is lifnei iver l'sita michshul. Since it's another yid and he is going to do a melacha with this in shmiteh, you are over lifnei iver. So that's what we say concerning the yisur of lifnei iver. We could be toiler that maybe he's going to shecht but not do a melacha with it. There is no yisur of lifnei iver. But concerning the case of selling it to a goy, since it's not the question of lifnei iver, here we're afraid that you yourself might be over because you might come to lend it to him or to rent it to him, and then you will yourself be over on shmiteh behemtoy. Here you should be mach. How can you tell me that wherever there is a tzivi on the person himself, he should be also in giving it to somebody else? That's what we just said. Since v'negeya Shabbos, there is din of Shvitas Behemtai. The person himself might come to do the Isur of Shvitas Behemtai. And that's why we made a gzeira you shouldn't even sell it. But I saw the look at the field. The order mitzvah al shvitas adei b'shvitas. A person is definitely commanded that his field should rest in shmiteh. And as Rashi quotes the pasuk where it says, "Shna shabos niyel oretz." A year of rest should be to the land, so the land itself is obligated to rest. Utnah, nevertheless, we learned, that a person is not allowed to sell a plowed field in shmiteh to another yid, because we assume that the other yid will plant it. Because he is able to leave it empty. He doesn't have to plant it, so maybe he buys it now in order to have it for the year later, but this year he's not going to plant. So we see here, even though we are talking about an Easter, which there is an Easter on the field itself, nevertheless the din is that you're allowed to sell, and we are told that Mistami is not going to plant it. So the same should apply also concerning selling the cow to a goy, and even though it might come that the person himself will do the Easter because there is a din of Shvitas Behemtoi, nevertheless we should be told and say that maybe he will shecht it, and therefore you should be able to sell him. This is the way Rashi learns this piece of Gemara. But Tosfos asks the kasha on Rashi, how can Rashi say that when the Gemara made the difference between the case of Shmita and the case of selling the behemah to the goy, that by the case of Shmita there is no Iser on the behemah of Shvitas Behemtoi, but concerning Shabbos there is an Iser of Shvitas Behemtoi? And the pshat is that therefore concerning Shmita we cannot make a gzeira that he might lend it or might rent it. Because then there is still no Isur on him, because there is no Isur on Shmitas of Behemtli Bashmita. While in the case of selling it to a guy, we're afraid that he might lend it or might rent it out, and then he himself will be over the Isur of Shmitas Behemtli Bashabbos. But how could you learn this in the Kasha? Because if so, what did Abaye ask? Abaye asked that we see in the case of the field, where Oda Mitzuvah Shvitas Adei B'Shviz, and still the Dini that we are toilet, we are allowed to sell a field to another Yid, and we are toilet, and Mistama he will not plant it. But Lachura, what kind of comparison is it? In the case of selling the payment to a guy, we make exeda, you might lend it, or you might rent it, and then you yourself will be over on the Isur of Shmita's Bantai. But concerning Shmita, selling a field in Shmita, we are not afraid you might lend the field or you might rent it out. Because if so, you should bechlal never be allowed to sell a field to a guy. Just like you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a guy, you should never be able to sell a field to a guy. Just like by selling a behema gasa, we say, we're afraid if you're allowed to sell it, you might come to rent it out and lend it out. And then he will be doing gimalacha with your behema on Shabbos. So too, you shouldn't be able to sell a field to a goy ever, because you might come to lend it or rent it, and the goy will do a malacha with the field in Shmita when it's also, and you will be over at the din of Shmita's Oret. We see there is no such din. Obviously, considering selling a field, we're not afraid that you might come to lend it or rent it. So if we're not afraid of that, what kind of comparison does Abaye have here? How can he prove from the fact that you're allowed to sell a plowed field to another yid, and we are told that he probably is not going to plant it, he wants to prove from there you should be able to sell the cow to the goy, because we are toiling him at shechted, but there's a big difference. In the case of the cow, we still have the chash, you might lend it or you might rent it, and that is the reason you shouldn't be able to sell. While in the case of the field where we don't have that chash, you are allowed to sell. And therefore, Tosfos learns that the pshat in the Gemara is different. When the Gemara made lechatchila the chilik, at ein odem mitzuvah al shvisas behemte b'shviz, but odem mitzuvah al shvisas behemte b'shabbos, what the Gemara meant to say was that concerning Shabbos, there is an iser in the behema itself, and if the behema of a yid works on Shabbos, so the behema is the one that's involved in the Isur. While by Shmita, the behema who works on Shmita, even if the behema belongs to a Yid, the behema itself is not involved in the Isur. And therefore, the Chachamim said that you are allowed to sell it to a person who you're afraid might work with it on Shmita, because even if it works on Shmita, nevertheless, the Isur is not the behema itself. So therefore, as long as we could be told that he's not going to be working with it, so we say, since the Isur is not in the behema, you're allowed to sell the behema. While concerning Shabbos, since the Isur is in the work of the behema, the Isur is on the behema that belongs to me. That's why over there, even though you're able to be toilet that it is l'shita, nevertheless, you shouldn't be able to sell. Because since the Isur is in the behema itself, it is ignite, and therefore you shouldn't be able to sell the behema, there is a gzeira that's involved. And on that, the Gemara asks, we see concerning a field, that by the field there is an Isur in the shvisa of the field itself. And therefore, if the other yid that will buy the field from you will be doing the malacha, it will be with the field, it will be with the object that was sold to him. So if we said before that by the payment concerning Shabbos, since the Isur is in the object itself in the payment, the Chachamim did ask it to sell, so concerning the field when you sell it to somebody who might work on Shemitah, you should ask it. And even though you could be Taylor that he will not work with it on Shemitah, concerning a payment you also could be Taylor that he will shecht. And that's what he's trying to say, that from here we see that even if the Aveda is involved in the object itself that is sold, nevertheless, as long as you could be toilet that he will not do the Aveda, we are toilet that way and you're allowed to sell him, so too concerning the cow, we are toilet that he will shecht it and you are allowed to sell the cow to the guy. Then the Gemara continues, Maskil Rav Asher, Rav Asher, Rav Asher, the Chol Heichad Eino de Mitzvah Vishori. And is it true that wherever the person is not commanded on the thing itself, he is allowed to sell it? As we said before, that concerning selling the behema to somebody who might work with it on Shemitah, you are allowed, because there is no din of Shvisas behemte b'shviz, bari kelim, the ein adam mitzvah al Shvisas kelim b'shviz, concerning kelim vessels. And the din is that a person is not commanded to make sure that his kelim rest on Shemitah and don't work. And nevertheless, it's not, we learned, eilein kelim shein adam rashoi l'moichan b'shviz, these are the kelim a person is not allowed to sell in Shemitah. Hamachrisho, the Choke Leho, the plow and all its accessory vessels, Ho'oil, the yoke, the Hamizro, and the winnowing fan, the Hadeker, and the Madak. And these are not allowed to be sold because we're afraid the Yid is going to do a malacha with it. And even though let's think maybe he's buying it now for the year after, But we don't assume so because kelim are always available. A person would not buy kelim now if he only needs it a year later. Concerning a field, since they are not always available, it is possible that he bought the field, not planning to plant it now, but he bought it for the year later. He's afraid he might not get it then. But concerning kelim, since it's always available, he can get it then. So why did he buy it now? Probably because he wants to use it now. And that is the reason you're not allowed to sell it. So here we see that even though a person is not mitzvah that his kelim should not do a malach and shmitah, nevertheless, the chachamim asked him to sell it. Elom Rav Asher, Rav Asher said, there's a very simple difference. Kol eichad ikel mit letalinen. Any place where we could be toiling something, we can find the reason why he bought it. Not for the Aveda. So we are toiling and Mistami bought it for that. And therefore, you're allowed to sell them. The Avagav de Mitzuveh, even though you're Mitzuveh. And that is the reason you're allowed to sell this cow to the Goy, even though we are Mitzuveh Ashvitas Behemtoi, since we could assume that he's going to Shech. And that is also the reason why you're allowed to sell the plowed field to the Yina Shemitah, because we assume he is going to leave it empty and he's going to hold it for next year. But Nekol Heichadalakila Mitle, wherever we cannot be toile, Loitalinen, we are not toile, Afogat Deine Mitzvah, even if you are not Mitzvah. And that is the reason why you're not allowed to sell him the Kalim of plowing and planting, because since there is nothing to be toile there, and since there is nothing to be toile, we assume for sure that he is going to use it on Shemitah, and that's why you can't sell it to him, even if you are not Metzuvah on Shemitah's Kelim. But Tosfos asks the kasha, what kind of kasha l'chatchila did he ask from the Kelim? Didn't we say before the whole reason why you're allowed to sell it is because we are toile that he's going to shecht it? Or considering the field we are toile, he's not going to use it. But by Kelim, since there is nothing to be toile, so that is the reason you're not allowed to sell it to him. What is l'chatchila the kasha of the Gemara? And Tosfos says that the one that asked the kasha, he thought that there is something to be toile. He thought that we could be toile that he's buying it for next year. And that's why he has the shaila. But when Rav Asher answered, he said that there is nothing to be toiled, because he explained that to say that he bought it for a year later, we do not say, because it is always available. So therefore, we assume that there is nothing to be toiled. And if there is nothing to be toiled, that's why you're not allowed to sell it to him, even though we are not mitzvah on shvitas keli b'shvit. Then the Gemara continues, Rabbe Zovinahu Chamre Liyisroel Lachoshed Limker Lev Dekechovim. Rabbe sold a donkey to a yid who was suspected that he might sell it to a goy. Omer le'abaya, Abaya said to him, my time Ovid Marhoche, why did you do so? How could you sell it to him? Don't you know that you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa to a goy? Omer le'i said to him, Anoli Yisrael Devine, I sold it to a yid. Omer le'i said to him, V'ha'ezi le'mitben le'levet yichovim. But he could go and sell it to a goy. So he answered him, Le'levet yichovim kamazbin le'Yisrael, le'kamazbin. Why do you think he's going to sell it to a goy and to a yid he can't sell it? Maybe you sell it to a yid. And therefore, I was allowed to sell it to him. Because I am toile, and he probably will sell it to a yid. Gemara continues, Eisei, Yasta Makasha, we learned, Mokim Shenoago Limker Behema Dako Lekusi Moichin. The place where the custom was to sell small cattle to Kusim. Kusim were those people who converted, they became Gerim, but there is an opinion that they weren't true Gerim, they were Gerim Aroyas, they were Gerim because they wanted to save themselves from lions, and that's why they were Magayim. And certain things they kept, certain mitzvahs they kept, and certain mitzvahs they didn't keep. So it says that if there's a place where the custom is that you do allow to sell behemah daka to kusim, moichrin you're allowed to sell. If the custom is shaloilin cannot to sell, hey moichrin, you're not allowed to sell. But the question is, my time, what is the reason? Why should there be a svara you shouldn't be able to sell? If you're going to say, because we suspect, maybe they're going to do an immoral act with the cattle, are they really suspected of that? I'll prove to you that Kusim are not suspected of it. But Tanya will learn a braisa. Ain my medium behemah b'pintakoyesh levet tichovim. You're not allowed to put cattle in the inn of a goy. Schorim eto schorim, nikeves eto nikeves. Not even male animals with male goyim, or female animals with female goyim. The ain tzarach lema, certainly not nikeves eto schorim. Female animals with male goyim, with schorim eto nikeves. And male animals with female goyim. Also, the ain moisrin behema l'roya shalahen, you're not allowed to give over a behema to a shepherd, a goy, for the same reason, because we're afraid that this shepherd will do an immoral act with his behema. The ain miyavdin imoen, you're not allowed to be in a private place with a goy, because we're afraid he'll kill you. The ain moisrin lehem tinek l'lamdoy, sefer, you're not allowed to give him a child, that he should teach him learning, because we're afraid he's going to teach him up the course. And also, Alam Nayumnas, you're not allowed to give him over a child, he should teach him a trade. For the same reason, he might teach him up the course. Aval, but my medium payment between the Koyish or Kusim. You're allowed to put a payment in the inns of the Kusim. Skorim, it's on the Kavis, and the Kavis of the Skorim. Even male animals with female Kusim, and female animals with male Kusim. The aims are a claim, and certainly that you're allowed Skorim, it's on Skorim. Male animals with male Kusim, and the Kavis, it's on the Kavis. Female animals with female Kusim. You're allowed to give cattle over to their shepherd because we don't suspect that they are going to do an immoral act. And you're allowed to be privately with them where you don't suspect it will kill you. And you're allowed to give them over a child to be taught learning and to be taught a trade. From here we see that the kusim are not suspected of an immoral act. So we cannot say that the reason that it says that there is in a place where the custom was not to sell them behemadako, you should not sell them, it is because we suspect they might do an immoral act. Because from here we see that they would not do it. So what must be the reason why can't you sell it to them in the place where the custom was not to sell? Because we're afraid that this kusi might sell it to a goy. So from here we see that you cannot sell it to somebody who he himself will not do the aveira, because we suspect that he might sell it to the goy who will do the aveira. Another thing, Tanya will learn the Braise, Ein Moichim Lahem, Loi Zion, Loi Klei Zion. I cannot allow to sell to a goy weapons and not any accessory of weapons. But Ein Mashchizin Lahem Esa Zion. And one should not grind, sharpen any weapon for them. But Ein Moichim Lahem, and you're not allowed to sell them, Loi Sadon, not the stocks, but Loi Kulorin, and not the neck chains, but Loi Kavolin, and not ropes, but Loi Shalcha Loi Shal Barzel, and not iron chains. And this applies echad oivish gechovim vechad kusi, to a goy or to a kusi. And the question is, my time, why shouldn't you sell these things to a kusi? In name, if we're going to say the chshidi ashpich has done him because we're afraid he might kill you, which is the reason why you're not to sell it to a goy, because we're afraid the goy might use all this to kill. But concerning the kusi, we cannot say that. Umi chashidi, are they suspected of murder? Or amre, didn't we say before, umi avdin imoyen, that you are allowed to stay privately with a kusi. Concerning the goy, we learned before, you can be private with a goy because we're afraid he'll kill you. But with the kusi, we said you are allowed to be because they are not suspected of murder. So then the question is, why can't you sell weapons, etc., to a kusi? Elo, therefore, we must say, Mishum Tostil is one of the Yechavim. Because if you sell it to a kusi, the kusi might sell it to a goy. So we see from here that you are not allowed to sell things to a person, that he himself is not suspected of anything, because he will sell it to somebody who is suspected. And that's what he said to him, how were you able to sell your donkey to a yid who was choshed he might sell it to a goy? And you answered me because you assume he will sell it to a yid. But from here we see from these places that you are not allowed to sell it to a kusi because we are afraid maybe he will sell it to a goy. And we don't say, let's be toilo and say, mistami, he will not sell it to a goy. The chitemi, I will say, kusi loy ovet tshuva, Yisrael ovet tshuva, that we can't prove the din from a kusi concerning a yid, because by a kusi we assume he probably won't do tshuva. But by a yid, we say he probably will do tshuva. And therefore, even though now he is suspected he might tell it to a goy, but probably he lapel, he won't do it because he will do tshuva, but we don't say that. But Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, didn't Rav Nachman say, in the name of Rav Baravua, Kederach Shomru, also Limker Lakum, just like we said, that we cannot sell all these weapons to a goy, Kach also Limker Yisrael HaChoshet Limker Lakum, so too can we not sell it to a yid who we suspect might tell it to a goy. And we don't say, well, probably he won't sell it to a goy. Plus, he probably will do tshuva. So then how could you sell this donkey to a yid, since he was suspected that he will sell it to a goy? So the end was, Rohit Basreit lost a parse. Rabbi chased that yid that he sold it to, 3 parse. He wanted to buy it back. The Ikedam Rasam say, parse b'chola, one of the 3 parses, he had to run in sand. But Loi Adrachayna didn't meet up with him, he couldn't catch him. But Toysis, that's the cash on this story. The Chachilim on the Gemara says that the Rabbi sold his donkey to a Yisrael who was suspected he might sell it to a goy. And the reason he gave why he thought he was allowed to do it, because he was Toyla, that this yid will not sell it to a goy. But wasn't Rabbi the same one that before didn't accept such a svara? In the Gemara before, where it says that Rav Huna sold a cow to a goy, and he wanted to prove his din, that we are toiler, he might use it for shchita. From the din that Bezillo says that you're allowed to sell a cow that plows to a yid on shmita, and Rabbi was the one that asked, me dumb, how can you compare the two? So we see Rabbi did not like this idea to be toiler, that you might use it for a dover hete. So how come here he himself said that he is toiler, that he probably will sell it to a yid? And Toysa says, maybe after he heard the answer that was given in the Gibbara before, he accepted the answer himself. And another Teretz Tosfos gives, because it's not the same as before. Because before, when we said, you are toile hibul shechted, that is not such a common thing, because most of the time, when you buy it to work. But here, it is very possible that he will not sell it to a goy, but will sell it to a yid. Then Tosfos says, according to the gears that we said before, that it wasn't rave, but it was rave, then the chatchila, there is no kasha. But there's another kasha that Tosfos asks, maskon of the Gemara is that you are not allowed to sell it to a yid that we suspect will sell it to a goy. Why is this different from what the Gemara said earlier in Daf Yudalet, where it says that you're not allowed to sell levoina zako to a goy because he might use it for avodah zarah? But then the Gemara said that if you sell him a whole package, you're allowed, because since he's buying a lot, obviously he's not interested in using it for avodah zarah, but he's interested in making a business out of it. He's going to sell it. But then the Gemara asks, but he might sell it to a goy who will use it for avodah zarah. And the Gemara answers that there's a difference between lifnei and lifnei lifnei. The reason you can't sell it to a goy because you're even on lifnei even lasita michshol. You're not allowed to give him something that he will do an aveira. You will cause him to do an aveira. But to lifnei lifnei, to give it to somebody, that somebody might give it to somebody, he will do an aveira, there we are not commanded and you're allowed to do that. Why is it different than here? If you sell it to a goy, there is an isur. But to sell it to a yid, who he might sell it to a goy, why should there be an isur here? And Tosfos answers, the difference is that over there, the middle person is a goy. A goy has no isur of lifnei iver. There is no din on the goy that the goy is not allowed to help another goy do an aveira. So therefore, we don't care what's going to happen to that middle goy. So therefore, a yid is allowed to sell it to that middleman, the goy, even though that goy might sell it to another goy, because the yid himself directly has no aveira, and we don't care if that goy will sell it to another goy, because that middle goy has no din of lifnei iver. But here, when we are talking about selling it to a yid, and by a yid, we do care that he should not do something goser. Therefore, we offered the first yid selling it to the second yid, because we don't want that second yid to sell it to in a way that it would be goser. Another tether the Tosfos gives is, because here is direct lifnei. Why can't a yid sell it to a goy? Because the yid himself might be oiver, and shailu schidus, which will be shvitas behemtai. So the first yid who sells it to the second yid will be machshil the second yid in aveira. So the first yid is oiver and lifnei iver by selling it to the second yid, because if the second yid sells it to the goy, the second yid will be oiver and shvitas behemtai. And therefore, the din is that you're not allowed to sell it to the Yisrael hachoshud limker lakum.